Dianis Popova is a doctoral student in English as a Second Language and Multicultural Education at Virginia Tech. Originally from Trinidad Tobago, she's putting to use what she learned about what it's like to be a stranger in a strange land.
Because as an international student coming here, all my friends were international students. I didn't make very many American friends. But the ones I did make were the ones who were open to new experiences. They asked questions.
The issues go beyond international. They go beyond being black or white, Latino or U.S. citizen.
Chris Tilly Lubbs is Associate Professor of Education at Virginia Tech.
I was born in West Virginia. I was a coal miner's daughter, and when I was 12 years old, I moved to the Chicago area with my family. And it was the same culture shock that Dianis is describing. I would sit there and I'd raise my hand and I'd say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, because that was how I talked.
Tilly Love says because of how she sounded, her teachers in Illinois wanted to put her back one grade. Her mother objected and demanded she be tested. She was ultimately placed in an honors class, but she learned a lesson she never forgot. Now she and her former student are working together to teach their colleagues, students and teachers alike, about diversity they may not be aware of.
What really always emphasizes it to me is the fact that I'll have a class with, I may have seven Chinese students. China's a big place. And when talking to them, they all have completely different understandings of everything from math to music.
Popova and Tilly Lubbs are preparing for a workshop they'll give with tools and exercises for understanding where students are coming from, figuratively and literally.
And so one common thing we see in public schools is raising hands. In a lot of cultures, it's considered impolite to interject unless called on. And a lot of students will not speak out in class. It's considered disrespectful. But a lot of American professors see that as them not being willing to participate and will automatically say, well, you're not participating in class. But in their mind, if you haven't called on me, it is rude for me to speak.
About a quarter of Virginia Tech students are from out of state. 7% are from out of the country. For the majority of students who are from Virginia, meeting people from other parts of the country and the world can offer an opportunity not unlike traveling, without the price of an airline ticket. I'm Robbie Harris.